This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
Already degraded habitat, and particularly in places in agricultural landscapes where the area impacts of the pads and the support networks don't significantly affect the ability to do whatever that agricultural practice was, then that's a reasonable and a logical place to site them. My preference would be, because as the number one criterion in thinking about siting large-scale wind development is there going to be net loss of intact wild habitat? If there is going to be loss of wild habitat, then that is a non-starter. We should not be, bulldozing and clear-cutting forests to get coal, and I don't think we should be bulldozing and clear-cutting forests to put up windmills. A great place in our region to site large-scale wind power developments is where there's existing habitat fragmentation and infrastructure at ski resorts. But I think there should be an absolute policy of not destroying new habitat and putting a new pulse of carbon into the atmosphere from deforestation to support windmill construction, particularly when there's the ability to add renewable energy generation to our portfolios from smaller scale, community scale, distributed energy production, particularly solar photovoltaic.
Well, if you just tuned in this morning, you're talking this morning with Tom Butler, who is co-editor of Energy Over Development and the Delusion of Endless Growth. And in the last few moments, Tom, I want to talk about a section in your book called False Solutions. And that's actually kind of a foreshadowing for our next show on this subject. Well, actually, the next two shows. One is an old show I did about tar sands. And then in 2 weeks, Sandra Steingraber is going to be on talking about fracking. So let's talk about some of the false solutions that are being thrown out, both on the part of the fossil fuel industry, and also some alternative energy visions.
Sure. Well, one of the false solutions that gets discussed in the book is mega dams. I believe that we're trying to have a future conversation between you on your show and Juan Pablo Arrego, who's one of the leading conservation activists in South America who fights large-scale dams. He devoted an earlier part of his life to opposing these massive dams on the Biobío River in Chile, for which he won a Goldman Environmental Prize. Unfortunately, those dams were built. He's now one of the leaders in a very large and influential coalition of activists who are fighting proposed mega dams on several wild rivers in Chilean Patagonia. Mega dams are perceived still as, unfortunately, part of our energy future, even though most of the places that have been dammed have already been so. Most of the wild rivers where there was great potential for hydroelectric development have already been degraded. There are still some places where the reach of the industrial growth society has not quite gotten, and they're going for it. In Brazil in particular, in Chile and Patagonia in particular, and elsewhere around the globe. So he articulates in his chapter in the book why mega dams are a false solution to the future energy challenge. Sandra Steingraber, of course, talks about fracking, the wholesale rush to use slick water hydraulic fracturing to access those so-called tight oil, shale oil formations, and the consequences of that. Another kind of looming potential threat, particularly to the American West, is oil shale development, which is not at this point economically viable, but is on kind of the cusp and is a really and truly grave threat, particularly to Western public lands, if technologies are developed to make the shale oil development viable. So those are just a number of the things that kind of in that false solution section that there are several others as well that we analyze.
Well, we'll be talking more about that with future guests, and it's something. This is a subject that I plan on continuing probably for the rest of my life, actually. So I want to thank you very much for joining us, Tom. It's been really great talking with you, and thanks for putting together this book.
Well, it's a great pleasure talking to you as well. I'm so, again, so thankful to you for continuing this conversation. I would also just highlight the fact that if people would like to see some of the images from the book, you know, that we tried to make this toxic energy economy visible and show in pictures some of the extraction, generation, refining and all that is in kind of the back end of what we enjoy. They can go to a website that the Post Carbon Institute has put up and watch a brief video slideshow with a number of photos from the book. And that website is at energy-literacy.org.
And we'll
get that hyphen in there, though. It's energy-literacy.org.
And we'll have that link to that website on our website here at Locus Focus.
Great.
Thank you so much. Well, thanks a whole lot. And we've been talking this morning with Tom Butler, who is co-editor of Energy, Overdevelopment, and the Delusion of Endless Growth. And you've been listening to Locus Focus here on KBOO Community Radio. If you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear what you missed or you want your friends or family to hear the show, you can listen to it online or download the audio later this afternoon. And you can hear it on our website, which is kboo.fm/locusfocus. But since our website's not working quite right, just Google in the corner, upper right-hand corner of the KBOO website, kboo.fm. There's a search bar, and you just put in Locus Focus and today's date, and you can get today's show, or you put in any other date, any other Monday, and that show will come up, and you can listen to past shows as well. And we'll be continuing this series off and on through the end of April or May, probably, because there's a lot of interesting writers who contributed to this book that I want to interview. Next week, I'm going to be gone, but my voice will be here. We'll be listening to a show from the archives about tar sands operations in Alberta with writer Andrew Nikiforuk. I'll be back in 2 weeks with another segment on energy, and we're going to be talking with Sandra Steingraber about fracking. I'm Barbara Bernstein. My engineer is Kathleen Stevenson. Thanks for sitting in for Carlos today. We're going to go out with some music by Ricky Lee Jones. Thanks for listening.
Threads of headlights that bend into I-9. They tiptoe in a truck stop. Sleepy diesel lights. Volcanoes that rumble in the taxi and glow in the dark. Camels in the driver's seat. A slow, easy. Gas down the road of peace, and your battery went dead, and these cables don't reach. It's your.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to help sponsor the third annual Perfect Pickle Contest, a benefit for the Dill Pickle Club and their mission of broadening knowledge of Portland's past, present, and future. The Pickle Contest will be Tuesday, February 12th, 7 to 11 p.m. at Union Pine, 525 Southeast Pine in Portland. 10 local chefs will participate in the pickle-making contest. There will be live music, presentations, and more. More information can be found at kboo.fm/perfectpickle2013.
This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Alma Midwifery, offering prenatal care, home and birth center birth and mother-baby care for the first 6 weeks postpartum. Alma Midwifery provides relationship-based care with certified nurse and professional midwives, as well as childbirth education, yoga, and parenting classes. Located in the heart of Portland at Southeast 16th and Ankeny, or almamidwifery.com.
Thank you. The purpose of this program is not to prescribe a treatment to individuals. Listeners should consult their healthcare practitioner before attempting any treatment.
Good morning and welcome to Health Watch. I'm Dr. David Naiman, your host. Today's guest is Brenda Watson. Brenda Watson is a health practitioner who has focused her career on uncovering the links between overall health and digestive health. She's a New York Times bestselling author, a frequent health expert on national television, well known for her presentations on PBS. Brenda Watson is here today to talk about her new book and PBS special, Heart of Perfect Health, The Startling Truths About Heart Disease and the Power You Hold to Stop It. And it looks like we're getting Brenda Watson on the line still. So I'll just mention that if you miss any part of today or other interviews, you can find Health Watch Now as a podcast on iTunes. If you just search for Health Watch in the podcast store, or you can search for my last name. And also, you can go to my website at drnaimon.com/healthwatch, and you can listen to this show or other shows archived and get that information, hear this show and hear previous shows, everything from Michael Pollan and Dean Ornish and Mark Bittman to local practitioners and otherwise. I think we have Brenda on the line. Brenda, welcome to Health Watch.
Thank you. Yes, I'm on the line now.
Great. It's good to have you here. So your background is in digestive health, and you're now writing a book on heart disease. And I don't think most people make the connection between the two, but there actually is quite a big connection between digestive health and cardiovascular health.
Right. My new book and PBS show that's out now is called Heart of Perfect Health. And it's the sixth PBS show that I've